KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's 49 degrees and cloudy in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Several people were arrested recently in Creston. Early this morning, 46-year-old Susan Ray Lemon of Creston was arrested for third-degree theft. Lemon was later released on $2,000 bond. Late last night, 23-year-old Bryant Lee McLeod of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was later released on $300 bond. Early Sunday morning, Creston police arrested Christopher Thomas White of Sheraton on a charge of OWI first offense, and 20-year-old Sean Douglas Shimmer of Des Moines was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for possession of marijuana. Shimmer and White were later released on $1,000 bond each. And Friday afternoon, Creston police arrested 40-year-old Virginia Jean Kesey of Adair on a warrant for a probation violation. Kesey was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and transferred to the Ringgold County Jail, where she remained held this morning on $10,000 bond. In other news, Creston police say Rodney Carlson of Creston reported Friday that someone had used his money card without permission. The loss was estimated at $842. The incident took place sometime between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Friday. Elsewhere in area news, the Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported late Friday afternoon the arrest on Thursday of two men on second-degree burglary charges, 37-year-old Robert Lee Atkinson of Anita and 33-year-old Joshua Lee Larson of Audubon were taken into custody. They were charged after an investigation into a burglary in the 3000 block of 320th Street. As a resident was returning home, a vehicle left their residence. The victim followed the speeding vehicle. Property that had been stolen fell out or was being thrown out the back end of the vehicle. The victim called 911 and continued following the suspect vehicle about 5 miles before the vehicle stopped with a flat tire. Law enforcement officials arrived and took Larson into custody on Littlefield Drive while Atkinson was hiding in the heavy timber area of Littlefield Park. After a short search by the Cass County K-9 unit and Audubon and Cass County Sheriff's deputies, Atkinson surrendered. Through the investigation, a search warrant was executed at 311 South Division Street in Audubon. The Audubon police assisted in that search. Larson was seen by the magistrate and later released. Atkinson remained in the Audubon County Jail Friday on $10,000 bond. His preliminary hearing was set for December 22nd. Officials are continuing to investigate the incident. A 45-year-old Western Iowa woman has been sentenced for a crash that killed her uncle. The Sioux City Journal reports that Judith Crone of Mapleton was placed on probation Friday after pleading guilty in Monona County District Court to one count of vehicular homicide. District Judge Jeffrey Paulson suspended a 10-year prison sentence and placed Crone on probation for 2 years. She must also pay a $1,000 fine. Crone had initially pleaded not guilty to a more stringent vehicular homicide charge that carries a 25-year prison sentence. Prosecutors say Crone was drunk on April 20th of 2013 when the pickup she was driving missed a curve and rolled into a ditch. Her uncle, 59-year-old Albert Butler of Mapleton, was partially ejected from the truck and died from his injuries. A man from Montgomery County was nominated Saturday as the Democratic candidate in a special election to fill the Iowa Senate District 12 seat vacated by Joni Ernst. District 12 includes Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, and Taylor counties. Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, resigned from her office on November 28th following her election on November 4th to the U.S. Senate. Steve Adams of Red Oak was selected during the Democratic convention Saturday in Clarinda. The Omaha World Herald reports that Adams was chosen over Glenwood City Councilmember Craig Florian. Adams is employed by the ISU Extension Service in the Community and Economic Development Unit. He's involved in work to create and expand small business operations and participates in projects implemented by strategic planning and facilitation groups. If elected to the Iowa General Assembly, he said his focus would be on economic development. Adams has served as the legislative co-chair of the Southwest Iowa Coalition for the past 16 years and has been on the group's board for more than 20 years. In 2004, he ran unsuccessfully against Republican Cecil Dolchek of Mount Air for a seat in the Iowa House. State Representative Mark Costello of Imogene is the Republican candidate for the December 30th special election. Costello was selected at the GOP convention last Thursday. Don Brance of Glenwood is reportedly planning to enter the race as the Libertarian candidate. Or U.S. Senator-elect Joni Ernst is eligible to retire from her career in the Iowa National Guard, but She may continue to serve in the military long after she's sworn in as senator in January.
It's caught somewhere in between. I'm going to keep it as is for just a little bit and then likely make that decision probably later this spring.
Ernst, who joined the Iowa National Guard in 1993 and is now lieutenant colonel, was a company commander in 2003 when her unit was sent to Iraq. She then commanded the Iowa Guard's largest battalion of more than 1,200 soldiers before recently shifting to serve as a senior officer at the Iowa Guard's headquarters in Johnston.
So the outside time commitment is not as much.
Ernst was off the campaign trail this summer for a week of active duty. And then about 34 hours after being declared winner of Iowa's U.S. Senate race, Ernst reported for 2 days of active duty. Other members of Congress serve in the Guard and Reserve, including South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, who's in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and is a senior instructor for the Air Force Judge Advocate General Program. Graham has encouraged Ernst to remain in the Guard. During a campaign swing through Iowa with Ernst in October, Graham emphasized Ernst's previous role as a battalion commander.
A military commander is a unique job to have in the Army. Very few people get it. And to be a good commander, you have to bring out the best in those under you, who are diverse. They have different political views, different religious views, and you mold it into a team. And very few members of the Senate have military experience.
There's no prohibition against members of the Guard serving in the U.S. Senate. Half a dozen Guard members are currently serving in the House, and the newly elected senator from Alaska is a Marine Reserve.
I know there's other ways of doing like 2 week duties and things like that might work a little better with my schedule. So we're still sifting through that with the Guard before I make that decision to retire.
Ernst's husband, Gail, is a retired Army Ranger. And a cold storage warehouse that would create at least 50 new jobs has been proposed along Veterans Memorial Highway in Council Bluffs, just across the river from Omaha. The Daily Nonpareil reports that the company, XTL Incorporated, has an option to purchase and develop real estate at that location. Mike Dellinger, executive director of Advanced Southwest Iowa Corporation, says the project would involve a 155,000-square-foot cold storage facility on 51 acres, offering warehousing and logistical support to major food processors in the region. Its construction value is estimated at $27 million, and the automated facility would include $27 million in equipment, shelving, and furnishings. About 50 jobs with an annual payroll of about $2.5 million would initially be needed to operate the facility. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.